Well, we'll see.
Blog Talk Radio.
We'll see.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. We have folks that are joining us on Facebook on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So if you would like to hop in there, you're going to be able to see us streaming live in action. Also, we have, of course, all of our blog talkers who are out there around the world who listen in. Some call us. Some will send us a message or a reading, and we try to get to as many as we can during this show. I would like to remind everyone we're using only ordinary playing cards, so not to be confused with tarot, oracle, or any other system that is out there. And I know there's many fabulous systems. I just haven't studied any of them. I kept my attention, my focus completely on personal prophecy, as my grandmother taught it to me all those many years ago. Also, please note that I will be using a 24-card layout for each of the callers. It's my preference. I know others do other things. Some use one card, some like three, some might do five. I don't know. It's up to them. For me, I prefer having the whole layout, which is what I use with my private session people. It gives me a good idea of what the landscape of your life is, what's going on, you know, where are you at emotionally, that kind of thing. So I will need a moment or two while I lay out your cards. And now I'm going to turn you over to the one and only Mr. Jimbo. I almost said Mr. Baggins Jimbo.
Baggins, comma Jimbo.
Yes, there you go.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the show. We want to remind you the show is for educational and informational purposes only. We would also like to remind you folks, if you're international, you got to let us know and we'll give you international shout outs when we see you pop in, like we do to Rachel in Australia from the land down under.
Yes.
I heard Susan's name thrown around,
but
I have
not
seen her. Maybe she has not spoken yet. International shout out to Suzanne from also the UK, Scotland, to be specific. All right.
There oh, and isn't today a Scotland Day?
Well, it's National Drink Scotch Day, or National Scotch itself. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, national for it's us, but, you know, everybody. National Scotch Day.
Suzanne's here.
Which is, I just, who it is?
Suzanne.
You didn't hear me just give the international shout-out.
I did not. I was busy focusing on my cards.
They say the mind goes first, folks. Alrighty.
Tomorrow. This is birthday Eve.
Yeah, I got to remember, it's the 28th where she is already, so.
Oh, that's right.
So
it
she
is
making a logic. She is making a logical connection.
Yeah.
Just not here, it isn't. Yeah. Yes. All right. And on that note, let us talk. Puck, puck, puck. We're going to give you the number 515-602-9676. Interesting.
What is it? What is it?
No,
saying?
Nothing. There's nothing negative.
What's it saying? I can't read that far.
That's the number to call in. It just says the Direct Connect has some new changes. Click here to find out what they are.
Let's do it.
I wouldn't mind finishing this shit first. I can do it while you're doing the readings. Okay? So when you call in, you're going to hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. I checked it out. You can hear the show. It's cool. If you hear nothing, that is a sign of a problem. Hang up and call back. It's usually that simple. And if we had a show, we had to redo the show, it takes us about 3-4 minutes tops to redo the show. So
we're just hanging in there.
We do not give up unless it's really catastrophic. And even then, we've tried for like 15, 20 minutes or so. We don't just give up easily. So moral of the story, silence is not a good thing in this case. Facebookers, you know the routine. It's not alternate Wednesday, so we can't guarantee a lot, but...
But we may have a very short call-in list.
We might. This show just got posted like 15 minutes, 20 minutes before.
Yes.
So a lot of folks might not have seen it.
Neglecting my duties.
But that's all right. We got, there's another one just rock and rolled in.
Who?
Another somebody on Blog Talk Radio, which you don't have on your screen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yes. So anyway, Facebookers, we'll let you know. We'll give you the shout out when it, if we can go to you guys. We try. But you have to be patient, and we do an audio video messenger call when the opportunity arises to Deborah Lee. Okay. And what else we got to talk about? Of course, the
rat
sound, regardless of how you're getting your reading, that sound means that reading is concluded. All right. So. And if you look that up, it doesn't mean halftime or it's getting close to the end. That means it's over. So please, just let it go.
Respect the harp.
And call it another time. We do many a free show. So, you know, just...
Oh, and tomorrow night. You know what that is.
Yes, Rebel Card Friday. So, when you hear that, stand by. Reading's over, but I will give you a single angel card. And tonight's flavor is the healing angel card. So, they're pretty cool. And they're not long-winded either. So, that's kind of nice if you're in a hurry. So...
That's
what you got going for us.
That's a, I don't know what you'd call it, but that is, important criteria when I'm looking at cards. We don't want to have to, you know, read all this. So I try to find the short and sweet ones.
Yeah, some of them can get long, and, you know, it's not bad necessarily, I suppose, especially if you're just doing them for yourself.
You got another happy birthday. Remember... Our folks across the pond.
Yes, thank you, folks.
It's already your birthday.
It is, but we are here, unfortunately, so it's just close here in the United States. Yeah.
You know what I'll do when he goes to sleep? I'll go in there with a poopy boomer, you know, like a paddle, and I will give him his birthday spanking.
That's a wise thing to do to somebody that's sleeping, to start smacking them. That's going to work out for everybody, right?
You should see how he is. If you go in there and you're like, Jim, he's like, he's got fists up in your face. That must come from the Navy.
No, I never did that. I was actually, I never had to get woken up. I used my little alarm on my watch, and it wasn't that it was loud, as the brain was trained to hear that little beep, 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 beep. It woke me up without anybody having to get me up. And, you know, that would be like it. Sometimes it would be at 1 o'clock in the morning because I had to go on a watch at 1:30. So, you know, that's just the way it is.
Catherine says, isn't he packing?
I do not wear me gun to the bed. That is not comfortable. Nope. But it isn't far away. That is true. But anyway. I think we covered just about everything. Yes.
I think so.
And you don't have any final words before we get rocking and get rolling?
I really do hate to disparage anybody who has passed
away. Well, so you are going to bring it up.
No.
I was going to let somebody else bring it up.
Well, they're all very much...
Nobody said a word.
Well, I've been reading on my feed, and, you know, I can't speak ill of the dead, unless it's a terrible ex.
Or, like, Charles Manson or something.
Yeah, right.
Right. Somebody that killed kids or something.
Yeah.
So, all right, anyway.
Tell us, Rachel's like, tell us.
Come on, you know what's in the news.
The singer. Never cared for
her. Like, what did I say? The cute little mold chick.
Yeah, when she tore up the Pope,
Saturday Night Live.
I was in my traditional Catholic lane back then. I was offended.
It was attention getting. It was like a child. They throw a tantrum and chichis to get attention. It's all over.
And it was... You know,
it worked for her.
It was considered very offensive. Yeah,
nowadays, people wouldn't get as freaked out about it because everybody does much worse shit. But yeah,
Jim
back then,
says
yeah.
She only had one decent song.
That's right. I mean, I don't care what everybody says. I've heard some of her other shit, and I did use that word, shit. That was really the one song, and Prince wrote it for her. You know, but hey, that's all it takes is one song to make yourself famous. One song, one hit wonders. Yeah. They're out there.
I thought Prince wrote pretty decent songs.
He wrote for a lot of people, not just her.
That's right.
Well, there's a lot of...
So did Charles Manson.
A lot of them. So did Bruce Springsteen has written songs. I mean, a lot of these folks, they write songs for other... They're really good at it, and they say, hey, I can't sing all these. I'll write them for other people, and I'll make royalties off it. So...
Yeah. All righty, then.
Yes.
That was a mini soapbox moment.
All right, let's do this. Let's go to area code 203 in Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show. Caller number one.
Well, hello there. Who's with us?
Hello there. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Ma belle. All right. We like
how are you?
But I don't speak French, so that's all I'm doing.
How's life? What's going on?
All right. Well, the ongoing up and down, daily up and down with my job. It's gotten better. You know, I've sort of like fought things out with people to, well, just to explain in no uncertain terms what I don't like, and what they need to do, and what I want to be able to contribute and I'm not able to because of hindrances. And so things are opening up, but and I do have some very good relationships with people. So while as much as it's been super frustrating in the past, it seems to be getting a little better. So I wanted to ask you, you know, what you thought, if it's just I'm being duped again, or will it get better?
Well, we will take a look for you right now, and Jim will speak with you.
I did, and I was busy going over, so I can't even speak anything about what you asked. So I'll just say, oh, the weather outside is frightful.
It is.
Mother effing hot. Actually, it was not necessarily so hot, but it was humid as good Lord out today. God. This is right when mid-90s,
tomorrow,
maybe.
We're pushing 100.
Yeah, well, next 2-3 days, we're going to be up near the 100. But the humidity is what's the killer right now. With all this rain, it's horrible out there. You get up in the morning, you can't see out a single window in the house. Everything is full on moisture from the AC on the inside. Yep, nothing. Can't see squat out the window. But that's all right. It is what it is. Good to be on the inside instead of the outside. So, all right, cards are going down. They're just about done. Okay, we're going around right there. We got the five of clubs coming down the stretch. Yep. Coming up in the rear, only three paces back is the ace of clubs. All right, it's a photo finish. Here we go.
Okay, for Michelle, I really think things are going to start improving. I feel like it's coming in the fall, September-ish, October-ish at the latest. Things are going to get better. And right now that may seem ludicrous to you. I just want to say that hang in there. What else can you say? Persevere.
That's all you can do.
Yeah,
you're actually going out to Virgil in the UK.
Or look for another job, you know.
Well, of course, that would be considered you making a decided choice and moving your life in another direction. The cards are looking at this right now as if you continue. I guess I wanted to know if things were going to improve for you at this particular job. And yes, they do say they will improve. The question is, improve enough for your satisfaction? You know, that is a question only you can answer. And if you did decide to just pull up stakes, get another job, that looks like that could very easily be a very successful end solution for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. You know, the cards never tell us what to do. They just offer us options. They show us the potential. So if you were inclined to stay there and keep looking, things will improve. And you know what? You're not the only one going through this type of situation. I do hear from others in my private work, and I'm amazed at the bad working atmospheres that are out there. You know?
Yeah,
it is. It all depends on so many different variables. A lot of it is the size of the company. A lot of times your big ones that are out there, their stock is being traded. They kind of have to care about a lot of things like workplace environment and stuff. But some of the other companies that maybe aren't public like that, they might not give two shits, you know?
They might not. And also, you'd think, though, they would treat quality employees well, since look at how hard it is for these companies to get other people.
If it's run right at the top, they will do that. But if it starts at the top, always they say, they always, if you say, like, if you see, like, a workplace environment that's crap, somebody at the top's not doing their job. You can blame the boss, but that boss has a boss and that boss has a boss. So ultimately, you know, like when something happens on a Navy ship, any country pretty much, something bad happens, the captain's getting in trouble, whether he had anything to do with it or not, because everybody is under his command. He is the man. He's responsible for anything that goes wrong on that ship, whether it was his fault or not. So same with the name of the CEO of the company. If bad things are happening in that company, he should be the one to speak about why that's happening.
He should know what's going on.
And if he doesn't, then shame on his ass. Yeah. But anyway, all right, enough of that.
Yeah, go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, this is her reading. My bad.
Well, I was just saying that, you know, like it used to be for me that the boss was the main problem, right? And because he just stepped on all my work, he wouldn't recognize it. He just didn't care. Like I was nobody and invisible. And I did all this work. And my colleagues recognized it. But everybody has their own focus and their own work to do, right? So so then I got away from that boss. And my colleagues are still great. But the company changes like on a dime, and whoever's making these decisions, again, it's like they don't recognize the value of what I'm doing, and my work gets tossed again. And that's a possibility right now. I just found out, for as much work as I do, I mean, I just had to explain to someone new that I work for, show him my work. He says, I can't believe all this is done. Well, and he says, do you know if other people know about this? She's like, I'm trying to get it out there, but they don't seem to understand or care. It's just weird.
Well, Michelle, I got to tell you face an awful lot of resentment and downright jealousy from others. I mean, you have a really loving, caring, beautiful spirit. But there's others out there that kind of wish you'd just go away because you have such a strong sense of productivity that you make them look bad. You know, Jim, what I'm saying, that if she's doing stellar work and they prefer to kind of milk that project, makes them look bad.
It does if their management actually has their head out of their butt and notices things like that. So that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
If bosses have their head buried between the depths of their butt cheeks, they might not even notice. They just say, things are getting done. I don't know who's doing what. I don't care. You know, that type of attitude.
And if you're supposed to be a team, then I guess they can't give you special recognition, but they should. You should be an incentive for the others, you know, to get off their bony asses and start performing to the best of their ability.
I think some of their asses are not so bony.
You think?
I think some of them are probably rather large.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the thing. When the guy says something like that to you, that's an opener. When he says, does anybody know about this? That could be your opener to say something like, I don't really think any of them would care. Or Jim can probably.
Who says that?
The boss that she's got now.
Would say
he
what?
He says, you've got all this finished. Does anybody know about this?
I don't. How would she have that conversation?
How did I don't know.
Well,
how
just,
did it,
I just did. No, I just did. It's like they have so many reorganizations, and so they finally put me in a new group. I think to get rid of me. I don't know. They put me in a new group and under this guy. And So I had to explain to him all this stuff I was doing. So I showed him, and he's a good representative for me. He'll be for the work that, you know, I've done. So it'll be good to have him aware of it. But like I said, some people just don't, even the management doesn't care. They look at others as more valuable or something. They're missing the boat. They just don't want to look, you know, because I've got this whole thing in progress. Like a lot of people don't even realize it. Like the coders are coding, I'm writing my stuff, and they're so busy reorganizing at the top. I am not hearing you. I'm not sure if I lost you. I assume you can't hear me.